The National Park Service is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. Did you know Texas is home to two national parks? But the National Park Service in Texas is more than just the national parks. I'm here with digital producer Molly Evans, who's here to take us on a tour of Texas and show off the state's many natural wonders. Molly, thanks for being here.
Thanks.
So let's start with the national park most Texans probably know, and that's Big Bend.
Right. Big Bend was actually the state's first site. It was established by the National Park Service in 1944. It's in West Texas, about a couple of hours southeast of Marfa, and it gets a lot of visitors. More than 380,000 people visited Big Bend just last year. So I came across this park orientation film online, and this is how park employees describe Big Bend.
It has the combination of desert, mountains, and river, all in one place.
So you not only have the opportunity to see these three dramatic habitats, but we also have the opportunity to preserve them as a part of a larger ecosystem, as a whole package.
It has a super diverse landscape. Big Bend's terrain drops to less than 1,800 feet above sea level along the Rio Grande, and it climbs up to 8,000 feet in the Chisos Mountains.
That's quite a difference. I love this description of Big Bend on the Park Service website. They say, "Night skies are dark as coal, and rivers carve temple-like canyons in ancient limestone." So what are the ancient aspects of Big Bend?
So archaeological sites at Big Bend date back nearly 10,000 years, and that's just a good guess. The Park Service says an intensive survey of sites has never been done before. They estimate there are nearly 26,000 archaeological sites in Big Bend.
So let's move on to the other national park in Texas, and that's Guadalupe Mountains National Park.
Yeah, it's in West Texas, a couple hours east of El Paso. The park has a variety of ecosystems, from desert to streams and canyons and forests. There are mountains, of course, and the Park Service says it's usually 10 degrees cooler on those mountaintops than at lower elevations. And Guadalupe Mountains also has something unique, something called the Artist-in-Residence Program.
So what's that?
Well, it's this program where writers, composers, and artists can pursue their art and their passion surrounded by the park landscape.
Sounds nice. I might need to apply. So there are national parks, but there are other sites in Texas that are also protected by the National Park Service.
Right. There are 16 across the state, including the two national parks, and there are also national monuments, recreation areas, and trails.
So what are some places in Texas people might not realize have that national protection?
Well, at some point in the list, you're bound to come across a hidden gem. For example, Padre Island National Seashore.
So are we talking about the place where everyone parties at spring break?
No, actually, the National Seashore and South Padre are located about 100 miles apart on opposite ends of the island.
So you don't have to confront the partiers?
No, you're far away from them.
Okay, good to know.
Oh, and Big Thicket Preserve in Beaumont, Texas. In 1974, Big Thicket was one of the first national preserves put under the protection of the National Park Service. So this place has been called the Biological Crossroads of North America.
Wait, what a name there. Why?
Well, it's because it has 9 different ecosystems within its 112,000 acres.
So there's 16 sites across the state. Any of them near North Texas?
Yes. The nearest one, there are Mammoth Bones in Waco.
Wait, Mammoth Bones in Waco?
Yeah, it's true. In 2015, President Obama issued a proclamation that welcomed Waco's Mammoth site into the National Park System.
Molly Evans, thanks for taking us on this tour.
Thank you.